Listen, I was listening tonight to another one of those 2012 Mayan discussions about the end of the age. And they tell us the same thing. As a matter of fact, the researchers, the book authors, the filmmakers in this one new one that I'm looking at, they're all telling us that if we do not accept the spiritual surge, the new age, the new dawn of a civilization, the new humanity, then we need to be eliminated, that we need to be purified off the earth, thus making way for the concept of the great chaos to come, thus giving the Luciferic rationalization of eliminating hundreds of millions of individuals. Unbelievably, this documentary video that I was watching tonight, it all begins with the Georgia Guidestones, connecting the Georgia Guidestones to ancient wisdom, to the development of the coming chaos, to the new age, to the new man, the evolution of human consciousness, all the way back to the Mayans, the ancient temples, and then from the aliens or the super gods themselves. And I've just simply got to tell you tonight that these are all the kind of Luciferic rationalizations packed with a spiritual presence and power, that mirage of oasis in a dry desert. It's somewhat there, but it's ultimately really not there. And this is what burns my britches concerning the deception of hundreds of millions in the New Age movement alone, let alone the millions upon millions that are now being layered upon with the Mayan material. So we're getting ready here in September to do a major, I think an entire month long, jumping into the entire Mayan issue. Now, the reason for this is because now I'm seeing, And I do believe that what was deposited there was intended to be found later, so that it could add fuel to a global consciousness, convincing humanity of both a need of human evolution, and if nobody wants that, then cleansing. All in preparation for the rise of Homo Satanus. Tonight, it is August the 3rd, 2010. It's a Tuesday night. We're here at Survive to Thrive, the radio network, and I'm the guest host on Tuesday nights, Russ Dizdar. Our website, simply shatterthedarkness.net. And what we're going to discuss tonight is going with the entire theme that we've been working on all week at the 6 to 7 o'clock hour. And that is simply this, the Nephilim and or, listen now, Nephilim-enhanced humans. What I mean by that is whether it's the backbreeding, the high demonization with the goal of creating a hybrid human, and then tracking them, fighting them. Going to try to answer the question later on this week. What about the salvation? It's clear Nephilim could never be saved, be redeemed. They weren't human. They wouldn't want to be saved, just like the demonic realm. There's no remorse, no repentance, no change. If anything, it seems as though Revelation 12 tells us that the fury, the emotional fury, rage of the dark side intensifies. I want to share with you this night on Tuesday that we just got done doing the 6 to 7 o'clock hour. And I'm going to tell you right now, there was a battle in the midst of that hour from the very beginning. There really was. On a technical sense, on what I felt going on, man, I want to tell you that it was really real. I don't know how it was with you. Because when we put out a series like this, you got to realize a lot of thousands of believers. And bless you for being here, and thank you for being here. And we want to say that it's going to be great, as we did in Nashville, to see some of you down there in Las Vegas, Nevada, and also in Canton, Ohio, the two conferences coming up, one that deals with, as it was in the days of Noah, the whole seeming theme is going to deal with Nephilim, and we're going to then come to Canton, Ohio, October 1st and 2nd. Tom Horn's going to be speaking, and I'll be there, and Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference, Canton, Ohio, the 1st and 2nd. We're looking forward to it. You've heard Steve Quayle talk about it. You've read Lynn Marzulli on it. You've looked at what maybe Patrick Huron has said. Now, listen, I've tried to study what New Agers and occultists have said about the Nephilim. There's no question we've looked into the ancient literature, the Book of Enoch, and so forth. I still take the premise that the Spirit of God's given selective, you know, and purposeful information is the foundation. And I think that's vital. But I think that maybe some areas have not been studied as well as they could have been. One of those areas, the four horses of Revelation 6 and the riders. This is Russ. Hello? Hey, this is Russ. Hello? Oh, okay. Oh, I'm just going right away. I didn't even know that. I'll start right back in. Have they heard anything yet? Have they heard me say anything yet? Oh. Okay, all right. I'll go. I'll carry on. Thanks. And dear friends, this is really kind of wild tonight. Listen, you're involved in a wild night. I just told you a few minutes ago that there has been some warfare. So in the name of the living Christ, we ask Jesus, stretch out your hands, preserve this night, bless the listeners. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command all dark powers, anything sent, anyone projecting anything this way, to be broken and bound tonight because of the message that needs to be heard. I told you in the first hour that we've had difficulty. While I'm talking and into it, I get a call on the computer from the broadcast station telling us clearly that we've been cut off. And they've reconnected us. Here we are again. Survive to Thrive, well, the radio network, and I'm the guest host. It's Tuesday night, August the 3rd. We're talking about tracking and hunting Nephilim in the first hour, 6 to 7. Now we're talking about, what if you had to fight them? What weapons would you use? Well, remember Ephesians 6, for right now, right in the midst of this live hour, well, the struggle, the warfare is not against, you know, flesh and blood. Clearly, as I said just about 8 minutes ago, not only was there technical difficulties between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, but the feeling of it in the air, I knew we were in a little bit of a spiritual conflict. And obviously, someone doesn't want last hour's message or this hour's message revealed. Well, together in the name of Jesus, we do rebuke all dark side presence in all the work and ask the Lord to guide and direct and supernaturally enhance and add empowerment even now. Lord, even add great empowerment. Stretch forth your hand to save, to heal, to deliver. Cut off those who are in active ritual format or in projecting powers. And may they be taught a lesson in the name of Jesus Christ and bring them to Christ. We're talking about fighting Nephilim. And here we are in a little skirmish, maybe, on the communication. You do realize that the apocalypse of Antichrist, you do realize they're going to cut off the internet altogether. The grid, the electrical grid, the internet grid, I mean, there's going to be not only a cutting off, but eventually a complete control. Do you think there's going to be talk show hosts like whom you listen to going to be doing everything? So in your preparations of surviving to thrive powerfully as a believer, when all hell does break loose, that involves the Book of Acts as your field manual. God is with you. I don't care if all the lights go out and your food runs out and anything. Who stands by your side? but the living Christ. If God be for you, who can be against you? Being convinced of this, the writer, led by the Spirit of God, says that nothing, not angel, not demon, nothing in all creation can separate you from the love of God in Christ as a believer. You could take a read, do a memorization, and worship God in the context of Romans chapter 8, those last few verses. Now, let me tell you tonight that we're dealing with this issue of the backbreeding, which was the Arian thing, which, you know, began way back there in the 40s. Lavensborn, all of that. Now, we're talking almost 70 years later. Do you think for a moment they haven't learned something? Do you think for a moment they haven't tweaked anything? Do you think for a moment they haven't developed newer and broader rituals? Please understand something about satanic rituals. The spirits give the content of the rituals to help give the ritual workers the tools to open the doors. You think they haven't been broader? You listen, some rituals are in books where blood is mixed with the ink, a mixture, where the bindings are not leather, but human or animal skin that came from ritual. Demonized, powerful, demonically attached books. Oh, they're guarded, all right. You better believe it. You better believe the high places. You better believe the underground places. You better believe where the military has allowed this underground. You better believe in, just like biblical days of Old Testament, 2 Kings 21:22, Ezekiel chapter 8, just like that, my dear friends, hell has been furious in shedding blood, doing the rituals, and filling the air and minds and hearts and lives with a, well, the Luciferic agenda. That's what you're seeing all around you. There is no globalism without it. I don't care what you say about the money, what you say about the leaders, what you say about the elitists, even as they now meet out there at Bohemian Grove. I mean, you've got to be spiritually, absolutely anemic, dense. Who does invite presidents, kings, media moguls, the wealthy elite and military individuals out there to Bohemian Grove? I hope that you will go to Revelation 16. Take a look at the ritual done. How targeted satanic warfare works. That's on a large global scale. Please understand, in your city, Americans, in your city, Canadians, in your cities across all of Europe, and Russians, these are the type on local levels that have been done again and again and again. And this is the type that is done at Bohemian Grove, California, by the Russian River. And I'm not sure anyone is contesting the flow, the overshadowing, the fusing, the summoning and releasing of dark powers right onto the hearts and the minds of world elite leaders, whether they know it or not. May God, by whatever act, unearth and bring massive exposure to the detestable, horrific things that have been done and are being done on the grounds of Bohemian Grove. Believers nationwide, will you pray that? Prayer is meant. Do you realize that prayer is meant? You don't stop praying till you get the answer unless God tells you to do otherwise. Everything in the New Testament is prayer is meant to get the answer. Ask, you will receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, what? A door will be opened. Prayer is all about the answers. It's not all about the speaking. God didn't create something so you can just ask and ask and ask and ask for eternity. This is the laws of engagement. This is where revivals can strike. This is where cities can be hit. This is where authority of Christ can be unleashed against, we have seen it, the powers of darkness oppressing your city. The power of God to find the localities of where these ritual sites and victims are. Now, I encourage you, if you're able to get to the archives later, the 6 to 7 o'clock hour we dealt with. Let me just give you real quick, because I tell you what, tonight is a really engaging. We are live more in more ways than you think. We dealt with dealing with tracking and hunting Nephilim, or the goal of creating Nephilim, participating in the development of Nephilim, backbreeding Nephilim weaponization in future soldiers. So we're talking about finding the evidences among archaeology, ancient writings, occult bloodlines, in the military weaponization and desire for this, and in all of the experiencers, five levels. And all of those levels can increase verification, but it's got to be more than the research. I mean, what if you go hunting and go looking and actually find backbred Nephilim sites with individuals? What are you going to do? It's all about redemption. It's all about exposure. It's all about, you know, stopping some of it. Wouldn't you rather stop some of it than see another child drawn into something? Wouldn't you rather get a little baby girl that's 2 years old that's going to be taken through 400 other rituals and get them out early? So I'm going to say to those SRAs that are listening and the subpersonalities that are listening, by God's extraordinary miracle, may He really bring you freedom, help, and might and power, but also to come out and expose darkness also to the perpetrators, like Saul of Tarshish was one day. May God invade your life just like... If you're listening, if you've gotten this, this prayer is for you. This prayer is for you. The hand of God, there's no bigger hand than the hand of God. You read about it in Acts chapter 4. Asking God to stretch out His hand. Yes, stretch out your hand, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. To the perpetrators. Particular prayer for the perpetrators at Bohemian Grove in underground rogue military. Splitter programmers. Those in the quest for Nephilim. By extraordinary miracle, from an awesome and extraordinary God, in the name of Jesus, may God visit you the way He visited Saul of Tarshish. If you're arrogant and unwilling to stop, may God visit you the way He visited Pharaoh. Christians, if you read the story of John Knox, the great reformer, the wicked queen of Scotland at the time, it is said that she feared the prayers of John Knox more than an invading army. I'm going to give you some tools tonight when it comes to dealing with the deepest and darkest. I'm talking about, listen, the Antichrist, I believe, my opinion, he's already out there. Theron, hybrid, fallen cherub to human bloodline, satanized, demonized woman, and the counterfeit mutation conception would be Satan in human skin. Who took care of him when he was a baby? Is the regime in place if he is here? Yes. Shadow government, shadow military? Yes. You see, though we see all of the things around us and know, and though more can be found out clearly, and I'm saying by supernatural, the hand of God, breaking and cutting through the supernatural, dark, powerful, thick screen that hides them for now. But it's not just to see, like you're going to a museum or to a zoo to see something. This is about exposure. This is about redemption. This is about stopping some things that can be stopped. I would rather stop three perpetrating splitter programmer demonizers taking children, where 5 or 6 or 8, 10, 12 children will never have to go through what many of those victims that spent 20 years went through. I'd rather stop that with 5 or 6 or 12 than do nothing at all. I would rather lead 2 or 3 people to Christ than nothing at all. I would rather engage perpetrators, proclaim the gospel of God, since we're commanded to do that, in obedience to God, out of the passion of God, even Saul of Tarsus, a vast enemy of the body of Christ, a vast enemy of the cross of Christ. Obviously, prayers went up, and God invaded his life. I think there's some that are listening, recon specialists, maybe those who've been doing the powers tonight. May God invade your life with grace and mercy. Now, to some of the dark, demonized individuals, oh, that'll be warfare. I mean, that calls for war. I've watched them. The moment prayer was spoken, I've watched them run, screaming. I watched an infiltrator of a local church that had it in their book of shadows that they were going to kill the pastor and his wife through the ritual work, through the infiltration, through getting right to them. As we engaged this individual, I remember saying, I looked at them and I said, I'm going to pray for you. They cussed me out and ran up the stairs and ran into their apartment and slammed the door. I smiled because I knew the door in no way would shut God's hand out. You can't hide from God. Wherever you're listening from, you know, listen, you can't hide from God. If you're involved in some of the worst and all you're doing is monitoring, you may be here by the providence of God as we've prayed for folks like you to be drawn so that you would listen. I don't care if you're from the NSA, DID, DOD, CIA, I don't care where you're from. If you're a human being, the blood of Jesus Christ screams that God has come to redeem you, that you must repent, that you must stop it, that you must get out. And if it means to lose your life here and now to save it for eternity, then do it. The reverse. Save your life here and lose it for eternity. Is that what you really want? I don't think so. I really don't think so. For the believers tonight, we talked about in the first hour the idea of hunting and tracking and so forth. And there's so much that we have need to do in the area of training and doing that. All I can tell you is if you go to shatterthedarkness.net, the website, there is a free series with 8 or 9 or 10 hours already done called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers that will help you in this. For those that are writing about and involving themselves in and dealing with the concept of backbreeding of Nephilim, the direct creation, fallen angel to girl creation of Nephilim, in any measure of the term, the activity is going on. I would only urge that we, in truth, with the ideas of exposure and redemption, even bring out more verification. And I'm telling you now, deeper, broader verification can be found if we'll use the tools of prayer, of our faith. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. They conquered kingdoms, administered justice. Look again when Jesus says, nothing is impossible. I believe there are thousands of underground places of deep, dark rituals, bloodlined, way past the Nazis. I believe the ancient bloodlines of Nephilim blood of generations have come down. I believe that the secret power of lawlessness is operative underground. Let me give you one example. Well, Bohemian Grove, which is somewhat found out now, but you have no idea of the underground stuff that's there, do you? I had a victim back in the 90s before any of it came to public light, and I still have the drawings, draw picture after picture after picture of the underground places, of the owl, of the area, of all of it. And when they asked me back in 1992, 93, have you ever heard of Bohemian Grove? I said, no. They actually gave me a necklace, their necklace, that had an owl, was given to all the little Monarch girls that were used. So this is why we must spare nothing. This is why every believer, I would beg you to study deeply Isaiah 58. True fasting. How do you break the yoke? How do you break every yoke? How do you spend yourself on behalf of victims? In the name of Jesus, you labor like that and look at the promises of God's presence, of God being all over you, being your rear guard, of the glory of the Lord, of Him speaking, of His speaking, His presence, His power, His healing. It's all going to manifest as we do the mission. You got to do the mission. We receive it all by faith, Christians, but we unleash it in obedience is faith in action. Putting it into practice is where the manifestation of God flows through. You don't just receive and hold, you receive and now you unleash in obedience to Christ. Powerful prayer warrior, great soul-winning witness for Christ, praying for the healing of people, commanding the demonic, the powers of darkness, attacking the dark powers. Don't you want to do something like that? Let's take a few moments here tonight, and I know we're going to have here any second the break that's going to come in. And I just want you to contemplate Isaiah 58. I want you to think through. Then I'm going to give you five things tonight concerning how you can fight when it comes to the darkest of the dark, the concepts of backbred Nephilim, if not direct Nephilim, and if the information on the pale horse, the wild beasts, definitely refers to Nephilim, they'll be a part of killing a fourth of humankind when that day comes. Hey, this is Russ. I have no idea what is going on here. Hey, Todd, just call me back. Call me back, Todd. Hey, Todd. Hey, we're back on, it sounds like. Todd, I'm... My dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar again, guest host, Survive to Thrive, the radio network. It is August the 3rd, and listen, we have had engagement tonight concerning this show, and it only wants to, listen, because of all of this, I may end up taking some more detailed teaching on this and bring it out on a regular podcast. So check out Dark Rituals, Dark Powers on our site, shatterthedarkness.net, a training 11 hours, I think, are up right now. 10 or 11 hours. We'll put more up there. But tonight, I want to give you five areas when it comes to this whole issue. It is there are stories in among the experiencers in the fields of alienology, the ufologists, the abduction scenarios of the satanic ritual abuse, which is unbelievably vast, which still most Americans don't even know about. And then, listen, biblical prophecy concerning the red horse, that is a tremendous revelation on the coming anarchy and bloodshed that will come. And I believe that at the very least that those that have been trained and that have the back breeding to the old Aryan godlike, demon godlike blood, I believe they're going to be a part of that. The Greek word used for butchery in slaughtering humanity during that time. All the pieces sucked out. Listen, that's the red horse. God gave the revelation of that event, the great chaos. Now, to follow would, of course, be the scarcity, the food issue, all the rest that Steve and others have been warning everybody about to make sure that you're prepared. But it's the pale horse that is, I think, the least talked about, where death and Hades are riding. Where a fourth of humanity, a fourth of the earth, a fourth. It's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine hundreds of millions. Just like the Georgia Guidestones, you know, desires. And so hundreds of millions die. But at the hands of who? Well, the first word, sword, dealing with, yes, war, like warfare. And then famine and pestilence. But then the wild beasts of the earth, the Theron, in the context of Revelation, that would refer to hybrid. That would refer to the Theron Antichrist, the Theron false prophet. Also in the Old Testament, though most of the time wild beast is a reference to real animals, in some cases it's a reference to demonized, if not Nephilim, tribes. Now, we've gone over that already. What I wanted to get to tonight was not only the counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, all that kind of stuff, but please understand, as I was beginning to mention before the break, Revelation chapter 13 talks about a beast coming up out of the earth and a beast that, of course, comes up out of the sea. The beast out of the sea, who is that? In reference to the Antichrist. But it's inseparably connected to the regime. The idea of sea, again, in Revelation, can refer to humanity on a broad global level. And rising up out of the sea of humanity. So that, again, tells us that if Antichrist is out there and the false prophet is out there, and if we're but just years away, even if it was 15 years away, most believe that it could be a couple of years away as far as the beginning, then clearly, absolutely and clearly, the regime on a multinational level that has been bred, built, and developed. And I'm going to say primarily Europe and America, but into Russia, other parts of the world, because, again, the goal is a global globalist conquest. So the collapse, then the new day, and we've been through all of that. Now, the question is, how do you fight them? Well, tonight we fought with some prayer and some tenacity and then other things that I'm reading an email that came in. And I'm reading where it talks about somebody saying that some weird, something about blankety blank laughter, then your sound went out. And they're saying that telepathy is strong. Maybe it was others. and that they're picking up on others doing the same. Well, listen, may the Lord Jesus Christ visit anybody using non-human enhancement in the area of telepathy, sending stuff and powers and trying to harm the show tonight. And it only tells me one thing, that the spiritual battle, as Jesus said, well, as the Word of God says, is not against flesh and blood. There's only one reason that anything and anyone would want to stop the message tonight. There's only one reason alone. That would be the adherence to, the allegiance to the dark side and what they want. You think they don't know what's going to be said, especially when we advertise it, when we tell about it the day before. So, come hell or high water, as they say, come remote viewing, astral projection, whatever anybody wants to use. In the name of Jesus, we forgive you, we bless you, we pray for your salvation, and we pray right now for the living Christ, the hand of God, to come and visit you appropriately. Now back to what is vitally important is this message tonight. Four ways to track them down. Well, not just track them down, but we talked about that, about fighting the issue. Now in the Old Testament, number one, listen, Old Testament, Numbers 13, and as you track Israel as God leads in fighting either highly demonized tribes or first, second, third generation Nephilim oriented tribes. They were led to go in and clear everything. They were led to go in, and that's why when some people read, they think, oh man, God commanded them to go and kill everything, even the animal, get rid of everything. You know why? Because in those kind of satanic bubbles of history of tribes and little nations that were demonized from the top down and from the bottom up, which would include the animals, by the way, animal demonization, animal-human sacrifice. And so, literally, Israel was used in spiritual warfare to end Nephilim tribes or to bring an end to some of it. Now, even the battle between David and Goliath, and I still believe Goliath, at the very least, would have been generationally Nephilim. And even if somebody doesn't want to go there, obviously the nation was massively demonized. There you've got Goliath, the giant, blaspheming. This is the picture of a Nephilim, though. Blaspheming God. They are coming against Israel. They are wanting to wipe. Listen, that is the nature of the dark side, wanting to wipe away anything, everything that is God, of God. The temple of God in the Old Testament, everything. That's why they'd come in and tear down everything, burn everything, subjugate the people. That's why they would take the articles out of the temple of God and put it in their temple as a form of subjugation. Take a look at the book of Daniel sometime. Look at the one king that did that and took out the articles of God and began to use them in really a demonic conclave. And then all of a sudden a hand appeared. And the writing on the wall. Do you remember the story? Maybe tonight God can visit some and put the writing on the wall. Obviously, we pray redemption. Obviously, whatever occurs, as I said yesterday when we talked about the monarch and majestic minds on the military grid map, we don't know what kind of trouble all of that will cause. But tonight, I'm going to tell you that it seems as though there are those triangulating. They've connected, called each other, and they are doing their stuff collectively. There's not just one person trying to interrupt the show tonight. It seems to me very clear there's a number. And may the Spirit of God reveal that more and more, and may the hand of God go in every direction. number one, in dealing with fighting with the darkest of the darkest developments. I mean, they had to do that. And the clarity is, in physical battle, but only when backed by the hand of God, they would beat Nephilim tribes. They could kill Nephilim. Now, what's very important is to see in Numbers 13 and 14 that when Israel went outside the will of God, without the hand of God, they got horribly beat. When it comes to 2 Kings chapter 3, when the demon-worshipping Moabite king could have maybe have been part of the Nephilim bloodline stuff, when they were losing to Israel, sacrificed his son, drew more dark powers that came upon the soldiers, weaponizing the powers on their soldiers, the soldiers went into a frenzy, unleashed on Israel, and beat Israel. There's a clear spiritual backdrop. Listen, if you're going to go hunting the ritual sites, if you're going to go hunting the underground military bases where they've connected, if you're going to go after the ufology, mill lab, you know, if you're going to go after all of this, you better know the living Christ as Savior, Lord, King, and your beginning and end. And when you do, dear brother or sister in Christ, go with the fury of heaven. Go with the fury of heaven. Grace, 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 if it comes down to it at times, the hammer of God. I know that in dealing with highly trained Manchurian candidate type, military oriented, demonized, sleepers inside that were woken up in the midst of our engagement of prayer, that then physically attacked. We have found at times physically we had to physically put them down to stop them while we prayed. There's stories about this all over the country with counselors dealing with satanic ritual abuse, because you don't know who's inside observing and looking, ready to switch. I mean, if the person talking to you is mild and meek and everything's passive, but a sub-personality demonized, very powerful and programmed, is co-conscious. If they cause the switch that can occur in a second, they can attack and bring harm. It's happened again and again and again. When it comes to those with breeding into the Nephilim blood issue, they're going to be powerful physically. The demonized alone, look at Mark's Gospel chapter 5, supernatural human strength. The Old Testament, there was one way to fight. They did not have out of their mouths the direct authority of Christ. That did not come until Christ came here. Till in Luke's Gospel, prior to the cross, he said, I have given you authority. Perfect tense in the Greek. A permanent, present authority, which is meant, there's a purpose for the authority. Trample on the dark side. Overcome all the power of the enemy. And nothing will harm you. So you're going to need that in your own spiritual life. You need in evangelism. You're going to meet people demonized. More than ever nowadays, people. And as you begin to pray for people that are demonized and kick out the demonic stuff by the authority of Christ, don't be surprised if everybody starts bringing you everybody. And let us pray that churches everywhere will have a genuine revival where repentance concerning doing all the will of God, the Spirit of God would lead them to repent. They need to be at the forefront in prayer, evangelism, deliverance, and healing. Now let me say number two. Do you remember Moses? Israel was out in the field, a paganized demon nation. And again, they will summon the powers, the war gods, demons, and they're coming to fight Israel. Moses is on the cliff. He's got his arms raised up, interceding. as long as his arms were raised praying, well, then Israel, in a military battle, went forward winning. Whenever his arms went down, it's as if the doorway closed, the laws of engagement closed, and the manifested dark powers in the demon-worshipping, if not Nephilim generation, generationally tribe that was attacking Israel began to win. And so others had to come and begin to pray with Moses and lift his arms up until the battle was over. All believers need to learn the principle of sustained prayer. That prayer is meant to get your answer. God set you out there to pray. I know some people that are praying to no end that Bohemian Grove, even that the owl will come down. Massive exposure occur. That even perpetrators like Saul of Tarsus would get saved. That they would come out and tell the story. Unbelievably, when radical, horrific, detestable evil is revealed and then exposed, it does send alarm into general society. That's why, for all the SRAs out there, that's why those that are among military, those that are hiding in churches and using them at night, those that are using the double basements, those that are in the caves, those that are using the high places that, to the observer, looks like just a place, like the Temple of Athena down there in Nashville. But who knows what kind of rituals go on when the doors are shut to the public. I mean, they're very, very, I mean, I've been out hours at a time with those who are programmed hunters that search for children or victims for rituals. They look for the new ritual sites that they can move from. They don't always just stay in one place. They do move from one place to another. But the sustained prayer of Moses that was like a window open in God's power and presence guided the military campaign. Yes, the weaponization of God's power on Israel. See, the manifestation of that, the mother of all of it, I mean, if you go back and read that story, if you go back to the Old Testament, you're going to find that military campaigns were waged, but it all involved whether it was the powers of darkness or the hand of God, the hand of Yahweh. And like with David, out in the name of the Lord, he, a little guy, the battle belongs to the Lord, right? Hello, have we been knocked off again? All right. Okay, great. Yep. And so we find, like again, right now, I just got the call that for a few seconds. So I think that some of those demonically guided telepaths out there are taking, they're emailing me and taking claim that maybe they're part of this. You haven't stopped the show. I mean, you've taken a few seconds away, but you've also pulled yourself out like Pharaoh did. If Pharaoh would have stayed in his castle, he would have never ended up in the river. But may God's mercy and grace in our acknowledgement of forgiveness come to you again. And we pray that you will come to the living Christ and out of the hellish darkness you are in. And may the authority, the hand of God now, and may his angels be sent, as God says in Psalm 68, summon your powers, O God. Show, Lord God, your grace and your might. Tonight it may be that you're listening and you're hearing all kinds of these interruptions along the way. Or even listening to the archives later on, and I said in the first hour, in the beginning of this hour, there was clearly a spiritual battle going on five times, and the radio station manager just contacted me when we went off the air and said, this has never happened before. Five times. But it's only taken about less than 5 minutes away. We've accomplished the goal. Let me say again that in fighting, and even if it came down to Nephilim, in the area, understanding the power there is in prayer. The third thing I wanted to say tonight was understanding the power there is in praise. If you'll remember the king, King Hezekiah in the Old Testament, when the, again, demonized pagan nation coming to kill them, they had, in a sense, no defense. He sent out a praise team, a team that would just unleash praises to God, worship to God. And the power of God came down and brought confusion onto the demonized warriors that then began to kill each other. It's an amazing story in the Old Testament. But it had everything to do with non-human enhancement, the powers of God, powers of darkness. As a matter of fact, you can go to the book of Acts. Peter is in prison. Rhoda's house, they're putting up the prayers. An angel shows up. The chains fall off. Peter is gotten up. The guards don't even see. And the iron barred gate, as Scripture says, opens up all by itself. Extraordinary work of God in the deliverance of one man, Peter. And he was told to go out and continue to preach the gospel. Could it be that angels could be sent as we pray for victims at Bohemian Grove or victims in your city? Could it be that angels of God would be sent when we target areas that we know or suspect the back breeding and goal of developing some type of Nephilim or of the direct development? Is the authority of Christ outside of that? No. Jesus said, I have given you authority to trample on the dark side, to overcome all the power of the enemy. And so I say, wield the power of the authority of Christ in Jesus' name, where it is meant. The target, Jesus said, is the totality of the dark side. And my friends, that would include Nephilim and Nephilim development. What about Paul and Silas in prison? The only thing left they had, they began to throw up the prayers and the praise. God caused an earthquake. Could God cause an earthquake and crumble the ancient owl, the totem of a demonic power there at Bohemian Grove? Sure. Is anybody praying? Anybody praying or putting up the... Do you know that praise, when you're worshiping in praise, God inhabits praise. Praise brings out a direct manifestation, felt, powerful manifestation of God's presence and activity. Churches should be unleashing in praise. Everyday believers, learn the praise songs, sing them. Listen, you can march around your house like I do. You can feel the power and the presence of God. And so even during this show, give praise to Jesus Christ. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Oh, listen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Listen, you can begin to sing them, come on. And the power and the presence of God manifests, and his activity, obviously, even in spiritual warfare, begins. In the midst of prayer and praise, when Paul and Silas were in prison, an earthquake came, jail doors came opened, and a jailer and his family got saved and baptized. That's what it's all about. In the midst of this battle, you got to remember point number four now in Revelation 12, even in the worst, when Antichrist is present, when the false prophet is present, when the beast regime, globalism, is in control. Revelation 12, in the worst, broadest manifestation of the dragon, of Satan's presence and power in history. Look what it says. The believers that did not shrink back from death or anything, they overcame him, Nike, they had victory over the dragon, the full force of hell manifested. They overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. By God's grace, we've overcome tonight. By God's grace, if you're lost, I pray that you'll come to Christ. Do you realize it's a real battle? The dark side wants you to lose your soul. God is here to save you. You call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will come into your life and forgive you and bring his presence and power into your heart and life. You will know God. And whatever happens, you're given the gift of eternal life. Let me give you point number 5, great faith. Check it out, Hebrews 11. We're at the end of the hour. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net is our website, and you've been listening to this hour, 7 to 8 p.m. Survive to Thrive, the radio network. I'm the guest host. God bless and good night. This has been a crazy night for those listening to the archives. You've probably heard interruptions, and we have for the 2 hours of this development tonight, we have been in a spiritual battle all night long. It has been absolutely crazy. And so when you get this Tuesday night one, always in the middle of the hour, there's about a 2-minute break that on the live part of this, Steve Quell comes on to share. But if you've been listening to this hour and maybe the August the 2nd hour, obviously, as I felt led to do 5 more nights, 6 more total hours on the subject, it's clear, ruffled feather, brought in the spiritual warfare. I've got emails from individuals right here that are telling me that they and others are a part of using demonically guided telepathy to bring interference. Just now, another email has come in, and we're extending the audio recording part of this. And here's what it says. Oh, dear Singleton, sound is out again. Below, telepathy is strong. They are picking up that others are doing it. We already said that ahead of time. So tonight, on August the 3rd, there's clearly been an engagement. We have felt it spiritually. We have noticed it in the first hour a little bit in trying to get on. In the second hour, we've had them shut down the station connection 5 times, but did not stop the entire message, nor the archives that you're listening to. So again, we simply give praise to the living Christ. May God's great blessing be on your life. May God stretch out his hand. If you're not saved, to save you, come to Christ. If you're grow and become so strong. Our love and God's grace be to you in Jesus' name. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Keep us in your prayers. And yes, we ask you, keep us in your support. God's blessing again in Jesus' name. Good night.